Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Tonight you're mine.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our good friend, Joel Barker. Joel is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of the top futurists on the planet. His book, Five Regions of the Future, his book on paradigms is world-changing, folks. It's still very important work. The film, the book. I encourage you to check that out. I always want to call it The Business of Paradigms. Joel, I don't have my copy in front of me, but
it's called Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future.
There you go. I knew Paradigms and Business was in there. And also, your new film, remind me the topic.
My new video is Innovation at the Verge.
At the Verge, that's it. Okay. Yeah. Folks, In the past several years, Joel has joined us to talk to us about something called 3D printing. And Joel, you've talked to us about this many times from the standpoint of construction, where they actually, a laser printer, would print out a wall for a building. But now there's new stuff that they're doing with these printers, isn't there?
Right, and the other story I told actually wasn't printing with a laser printer. It was actually squirting out teeny little amounts of concrete, just like an inkjet squirts out ink. It was squirting out concrete. But you're right on this one. This is laser related, because here's the trouble with 3D printing. It's slow. If I want to make an object, it may take me 24 hours to print out an object. Now, if you're in invention phase, you know, where you're just figuring it out, that's okay. But all paradigms go through this three-phase development. First phase is figure out how to make it work, right? Second phase is make it faster, make it cheaper, make it better. Mm-hmm. And we are now moving into that second phase. The university is...
And the third phase is commercialization?
Well, actually, commercialization is very much part of the second phase. Third phase is we end up working with only the most difficult problems, and so that our return on investment and our cost per problem solved just soars.
I see.
And so that makes us want to look for another way to do things.
So now we're in the second stage. We're in the second stage of the 3D printer.
Yes, and it's early in the second stage, but here's one of the proofs. The Institute for Material Sciences in Vienna, and by the way, this is what the world, you know, it's happening all over the world, has figured out a way to speed up this printing process, this idea of going back and forth and back and forth and laying down these layers. Their comment was, we used to measure our printing speed in millimeters per second. Now, millimeters pretty small, right?
Yeah.
Millimeters per second. We can now do 5 meters per second.
Wow.
That
in 3D printing, meaning all length, breadth, and height.
Absolutely. We can do a full object printing in the measure of meters per second.
Now, what kind of an object are we talking about here?
Well, for instance, we'll do one that they did. They did toys. They printed a little toy, okay? Huh. And they printed again and again and again and again. It's almost like mass production
Is this something that's random in shape?
Oh, yeah. Any shape you want.
It's not just a square block. It's random.
No. You can print hollows. You can print holes.
Wow.
You can't print a hole. You print around a hole.
Yeah.
But the point is, all of a sudden, we can do single material, small objects. Let's just think about needles but the section that goes on the medical I can't remember what you call those needles when you stick them in your arm, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, you could print that plunger. That's part of that thing.
Oh, yeah.
So, and this is exactly the way paradigms work. You look for the simple problems to solve first. But the point is, we are now at a place where we can go fast. Now, that will
what's the advantage of this over just extrusion or molding?
No waste. And you can't extrude certain shapes.
Yeah, no, no, you're right. Extrusion has limitations.
Yeah, and casting
has a lot of waste.
Exactly. You hit it right. So it's like the best of extrusion and the best of casting, all done at meters per second.
Wow.
So this is pretty cool. Now we take it one step further, which is, what do we end up doing with it? And there's another company who is printing out bone structures for human beings that you basically put in a hip bone or a leg bone, and then the body cells move into the little hollows that this thing has.
Like the mesh that they use when they're reconstructing muscle or whatever, they use a mesh and let the skin grow, let the cells grow into the mesh.
Exactly.
It's
and
like
Washington
that.
State University says we'll do it with bone. Now put these two together, and all of a sudden you have a high-speed process for printing that kind of material to make sure that everybody gets it. It's not a long wait. It just, you know, literally maybe an hour afterwards, the bone is ready to be the.
So maybe a bone could be more properly sized and shaped for your particular replacement.
Absolutely personalized.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like your surgery's tomorrow, and they print the thing. It sounds weird to say that they print the thing today. They print your bone today.
That's exactly what they're talking about.
Yeah.
So you put these two together.
Wow.
And what we now see is this paradigm of 3D printing beginning to move into the commercial area where
mm-hmm.
it will make.
It's in the second phase.
Yep. Yep.
And so we'll start seeing this in on the shelves and stores one day. We won't know that's how it got there, but that's what will happen. And then before long, it'll be part of our lives. We'll know. We'll even own one of these.
Exactly. And one of the interesting end results is dramatically less waste in producing
things. Wow. Good job, Joel. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, by the way, Joel's website is joelbarker.com. When we come back, we're going to talk about another old thing that has found new life, kind of like Edison's battery. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.